only people could see you dancing right now.
Right.
They'd be so lucky.
They can. Just close their eyes.
Welcome to Flipping Off, a purpose-driven podcast about flipping houses and making a difference.
All right. Well, Dave and Lena here, New Wealth Advisors Club, and we're coming to you with we're going to have some fun. Let me just preface this really quick. This is kind of a lively group, and we've been talking beforehand, and I'm already excited to get this going. So a few podcasts ago, we had Tim and Oscar in the studio. We were talking about, you know, partnerships and collaboration and all that good stuff, and we had some fun with that. And today, we have Tim and Oscar here as well. But speaking of partnerships, they've brought one of their newest partners, Mr. Mark Strayer. How are you?
I'm good.
You're good?
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, I can see this. If you could see the smile on this guy's face already, you just can't help but smile when you're around
this guy.
That's
true. That's right? True.
So crazy, the energy this guy puts off. But
especially when he's in his 50s.
Yeah.
Ish.
He's 50-ish.
That's right.
Ish.
50-ish.
We did ish a few weeks ago, and it was all ish. So we'll just stay in the 50-ish.
That's right. Thank you.
Perfect. Perfect. So with that, we invited Mark here today, and Tim and Oscar's direction, really, they were talking about different partners and what they're doing and so forth, and we wanted to take some time to get to know Mark and what's been happening, because it's really, really is exciting. There's a reason he has a smile from year to year. And so with that, Mark, I'd like to back up just a little bit. I know a little bit about you and a little bit about what's going on and your life and so forth, but I guess we crossed paths a number of years ago. Is that true?
Yeah, it's funny, Dave. I believe it was 2012. I had got an invitation, and timing is everything. And literally a day or so before, I'd been looking for work. I'd been laid off, and I got a job offer, and it seemed pretty good. But I'm like, okay, so I still want to do the real estate. And so I actually was at an orientation, and I realized, I needed a job. Real estate for me, it wasn't going to happen next Tuesday. I wasn't going to get my first house in escrow in 4 days. So literally, there was a break, and I didn't come back. The timing just wasn't there for me.
Yeah. So 2012, right. Came out to an introduction. Like, I like it. This club idea is cool, but I'm still looking for a job. So you come out to some of our initial 3-day training, and that first morning you're like, I say something to the effect of, you're not going to eat on this tomorrow.
That's exact. I think you said those exact words, right? That's probably right. I'm like, I'm not?
And so you decide, hey, I'm gonna take you up on that. I'll catch up with you guys someday later. And here we are 4 years later.
Right.
4 years later. So during the last 4 years, what have you been up to? Like, what's been going on?
I find myself, being in 50-ish, I found myself laid off. Shortly after, probably within a half a year after my first visit with you. And what am I going to do? In all honesty, I'm in my 50s. I truly hadn't planned anything. I didn't have the, 30-year gold watch and plaque, and, there's my, my 401k, and I didn't have any of that. And it was scary. I'd always liked real estate, and I had remembered, truly, when you mentioned, because I drove away, and I'm like, God, that place, that's for me. But obviously it wasn't at the time for what we said. And I thought, boy, I wonder if that company is still around. And I'm like, how did I find that the first time? And one thing led into another. And I realized, I seen an ad, and I started researching ads, and I remember the 10,000 square foot building. I remember seeing that in the ad, and I thought I found the ad, and I'm like, that's the place. It's real estate. They said 10,000 square foot building, and one thing led into another, and 6-7 months ago, I found myself setting back where I was in 2012. And I mean, I didn't know, but the tumblers was just clicking for me.
Sure,
and,
for
and, sure. And I became a club member at that point.
Got it.
Yeah.
You had shared with us previously about your own. So in between 2012 and 2016 coming to us, you still had the real estate bug in the back of your mind, yes?
You know what? I got to tell you this story. So, yeah, I'm doing real estate. Of course I am. I'm in my bedroom. I'm listening to webinars. And I'm a real estate investor, right? I got notes. And I mean, here's the funny thing. It seemed like every week I was going to, well, you know what? I'll get involved in short sales. And it's like, what the heck is this tax lien thing? And I'd study all about that and study about, and I was doing massive nothing. I was doing nothing. So I had no money, but I thought, you know what? I see those signs. So I ordered blank signs because I looked, I'm like, well, I can't even afford to get them printed, but I mean, I'll handwrite them or something. And I literally, I think I had 50 signs, and I didn't put out 50. I put out 10 or 15 signs, you know the signs, the We Buy Houses. And they was probably, I put them out on a weekend, and I don't know if it was Monday. I don't remember when it was, but I remember my phone rang, and I know the number I had. And I looked, and it's like, this fear just rose. I'm like, oh my God, somebody's calling on my signs. I'm like, well, I'll let it go to voice. No, I'll answer it. No, you know what? I'm going to let it go to voice, Mom. And then I got so scared because it was like, what, are you an idiot? You got no money. You don't know the first thing of what you're doing. What was you even thinking, Mark? And I don't believe I even answered that phone. And I can tell you this, I didn't put any more signs up. Really? And I needed help.
Wow.
But I mean,
wow.
If I was going to do this, I needed help.
And you didn't necessarily know that at the previous to that, you thought you could do this on your own.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. I could do it on my own. Oh, my God, I got all that webinar knowledge.
Loving this.
It's so great, God. Right?
So funny.
If we could somehow, like, get people to understand that, like, you got to get off the couch. You got to get out of your bedroom. You can listen to this podcast, and this has certainly got some – there's a lot of great nuggets that we'll have in this podcast, but you've got to get up and actually – take some action and get involved. So you come down and you say, okay, I'm back again. Mm-hmm. I want to join the club, get inside and tell us a little bit about your experience. Like, what was it like the second time coming through, and maybe some aha moments, maybe some different things. Can you give us some highlights of that?
Yeah. For me, the way the template and a lot of stuff started to come back, and why I thought this is my place in 2012, just the way things are set up. Here's probably my biggest thing. The club, actually, you can touch somebody, whether it be in the back of the room or over to the side. Here's a deal. And here's the person that did that deal. Mm. And not just one time, it was like, oh, there it is. Every single thing that happened for me at that club, there was an example right there. And on break, I could walk right up and talk to that person. To me, that was huge.
Got it.
That was huge for me.
Yeah, those are the really big things that, at least for Melina and I, is, you know, going through this and setting up the club and dealing with all the challenges of the club atmosphere and the people, because we still got people, right?
Right.
Which, you know, the people are good and the people are the problems.
Everything would be perfect if it just weren't for those people.
Yeah. So much of the belly button factor, uh-huh. Is it, right, honey?
Yes.
So given that, so that was an encouragement to you. So you said, all right, I'm jumping in.
Right.
I'm doing this.
Right.
All right.
Go ahead. No, I think, you know, some things with me has the weekend played out. I just started getting flushed with total excitement, but total fear. Mm-hmm. Because I came to the conclusion on that, well, Saturday really, but on that Sunday that I'm home. It's over. I mean, all this BS you're talking, Mark, in your bedroom, you're going to do all this stuff, it's here. You know, I mean, you know, I don't want to get overly religious, but I was sent there for a reason, mm-hmm. and I got nervous about it. I mean, every single thing I needed was there. Wasn't no worrying about money. Wasn't no worrying about how do I put a deal together. You had all the education that I could come to. A short sale, okay, no problem. I got a team of people that do short sales. I don't know anything about short sales, but behind me, there was you guys. Mm. And all I can say is the tumblers clicked for me.
Wow. Wow. That's so cool.
It's awesome. So, my God, I love our club.
So at some point now, we're sitting here with Oscar and Tim, right? And Oscar and Tim have been putting together, different teams and collaborations and partnerships and different stuff. So why don't Tim or Oscar, why don't you tell us a little bit about, like, you know, you meet this guy, Mark, who's smiling from ear to ear, and been there.
Energy.
He's,
oh,
yeah. He's been there, done that, left, came back. And how did you guys end up joining Mark, or Mark joining you, whichever way you want to put it?
Well, I don't remember Mark from 2012. I don't know that I ever really connected with Mark, but I remember in April of this year when he came around, and I remember connecting with him very briefly at the intro, and then spent a little bit more time with him during the initial 3-day training, and immediately I just knew that there's some real good energy. He brings with him a smile all the time, and he just really has this tendency to be able to connect with people. And I just was watching it, and I realized that he's got one of my strengths. I think the last time I was doing a podcast with you guys, we talked about how Oscar and I have the same strengths, and we have a lot of the same strengths. Well, one of my weaknesses is that ability to connect with somebody like right away. I have a strength of being able to work with somebody who's already warm and who who's ready to talk to me. But I have a really difficult time with just breaking the ice, I guess, with people and really connecting immediately. And I watched Mark all weekend long. Every single time he went to somebody, he connected, and he was like, he just was great. And I saw that as an opportunity to maybe reach out to Mark. And I talked to Oscar about him. I talked to Dave and Melina about him. I talked to you guys and said, you know, there's something about this guy that I really want to. He definitely fits into what I'm trying to do in my business, and I see ways for, you know.
Not trying, but what you are doing.
And yeah.
You're not trying to do this. You've been intentional, and that's important. Going back, you know, a month ago we talked, and the intentional conversation, you were intentionally looking for certain things and characteristics in people, and Mark had those characteristics that you – recognize that you guys need to add to your team.
Sure. I think it is kind of huge that you said that, because before that, Oscar and I had been working, we've been putting together team, and probably from the time that Oscar and I started really building that, like I knew the person that I was looking for, right? I knew the strength that I was looking for inside of what we were building, and I immediately saw it in Mark.
Got it. Yeah, I think that's really important, because you weren't trying to do it.
That's so cute. Doesn't that make you feel special?
Yeah, no, they were like, I'm over here blushing.
I know. They intentionally courted you.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So we fast forward, right? So here's Mark. Mark's coming in. You guys are courting him now that we just So... We're working on that stuff, and I think Mark's a really good example of when we talk about, you know, so backdrop, right? So you got to get an invite to our club. So if you're listening to this, find someone who's part of our club and see if you can get an invite. So Mark was looking back those emails, trying to find someone to give him another invite. Mm-hmm. We're not just open up to letting anybody come in. And so he gets an invite, comes out, sees our introduction, right? Couple hours introduction. Yes, I want to join. Comes back to our 3 days training, and one of the things that we encourage in that is that we allow people to repeat that training over and over and over again. In fact, by contract, it says you can repeat it up to 3 times a year, and then I always tell people that don't look at the 3 times a year, because We don't actually count. So I don't think you've missed one yet, have you?
I was going to say, obviously you don't count. You know, I need to – Tim said something, and it really, really is important in for me in my decision process back many months ago. And that was – when I walked back in there, I hadn't seen – Tim said, oh, I don't remember you. I remember him, and I remember Oscar. And I can go down a litany of 6, 8, 9 people that I remember, and they're still there. And now, you know, their real estate career is like, oh, my gosh. I mean, look what has happened. And that really was another – Tumblr for me that clicked.
Hmm. Oh, that makes sense.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those are things that
nobody leaves.
Yeah. Plenty of people leave.
Well, actually. I guess so, yeah.
You know who stick are the people that are actually doing the business.
Correct.
Yeah, otherwise it would just be a social club, right?
Right, right.
So that happens. You're there, and Mark's been a great example of I'm repeating every opportunity I get, and you got involved in some of our additional classes and those things that, you know, specifically Melina's class and distressed property acquisitions. You get totally immersed in everything that we're doing, right? I mean, this is like your full-time thing now?
100%.
100%.
Yep.
And I remember Tim coming to us and going, this guy's going to be a rock star.
Yep. I remember that, too.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
you probably don't know that. We've had lots of conversations.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He goes, this guy's going to be a rock star. Uh-huh. He's got what we call it.
Yeah,
that's true. And when we say it, none of us know how to define what it is, but you just know when it's there, you know? And one of those things, Tim said, it, you have a really unique ability to be able to come in, let people let their guard down. If you feel, what's the word I'm looking for? I can let my guard down, my defenses. Yeah. I just feel like, you know, you're just inviting, you know? And it's like, whatever's going on, hey, let's just sit down and be buddies. Let's figure out a way we can figure this out. And that's played in really well to your guys' partnership in particular.
Yeah.
Because Mark goes out and says, I got a homeowner. They said yes.
What do I do?
Help. Right. Which is perfect. If I could somehow like can that, make that work, like come in, create relationships, right? We say two things to really focus on when you come in this business, right? Number one, build relationships.
Yep.
Check. Number two?
Mm-hmm. Motivated sellers.
Motivated sellers. Yep. Got to find leads.
Yep.
He does those two things and he says, I create a relationship. I got a yes. Tim?
Yeah.
Help.
Totally. One of Mark's strengths, I mean, he has quite a few strengths, but one of them is the ability to, when he's sitting with a homeowner or when he's at a position where he knows he doesn't know the answer, his first thing is that he's very good at realizing that he doesn't know the answer, mm-hmm. and realizing that there's a team of people here that do have those answers and being willing to reach out for help as opposed to, I need to do this on my own.
The whole stupid thing of fake it till you make it kind of idea.
Yeah. He's very good at saying, you know what? I need help.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, and it's okay that he needs help and he reaches out for help at when he needs it. And it turns out to be the right time and we can step in and do what we do. And get things done and
we, so we're clear, had nothing to do with Melina and I. It was we, you and your team and your group of people. Not I had no idea anything was going on. I just hear one day and he says Mark's got a homeowner. They said yes, we got it under contract, and it was initially for like $80,000, and then Mark went back to him and got him to $60,000.
Yep.
And Tim's like, holy cow, he did it all on his own. He went and handled that conversation. I remember that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, by the way, we just closed.
Yep.
So tell us about that a little bit. What the heck? I mean, that's awesome.
Yes. I mean, there's no doubt. It's so awesome. And I can remember it was Sunday at 1 o'clock, and this guy calls. I'm like, and this time my phone rang. I'm like, that is somebody calling on my sign. Hello? And I was very confident. And that is another thing. The club has given me so much confidence because there's nothing I can't do. I mean, anything, any problem you got, don't you even worry about it, because we got a team that can handle that. And for me, egos destroy people. So I just try, I don't have an ego. They destroy companies. Just a whole litany of things that I don't want to go off into. But when I'm talking with somebody, it's just me and you. And the call went. And I could read between the lines that when a person says he's in a hotel room and he's there with his mother and they got this house that they need to get rid of, that's a bell going off for me. And then he kept saying the home is, I'm asking $100,000, and then he would preference it with the land is worth that. Well, after a couple of those, I don't think at first I got it, but then I'm like, wait a minute, and this home must be dilapidated. and then he said, the word. Well, I mean, it's got some mold, and that's when it's like, okay, so we're done with this conversation.
Mold is gold,
and I learned in the club that mold was gold, and it definitely is gold. And so, anyhow, point being was I set an appointment, and when I set that appointment, that's when I kind of was shaking. I'm like, I got to get Tim on the phone. I mean, I set an appointment. What the heck am I going to say to the guy? I don't know. And so that's, you know, and then it all kind of happened from there. And I met the gentleman and his wife the next day. And I don't know what, soon as I seen them, they got out of their car. I pulled up. I'm like, salt of the earth, people. That's it. And I mean, I went up, hug mom, and it was just on. We just started having a real conversation, and I was a solution for them, and I knew it. I didn't know if I could be, because I'm going to have parameters, but I'm a solution, and that's how we rolled with it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you end up ultimately on that, when I can get into too many of the details of that, but you got it for $60,000.
We did.
And you guys decided not to fix it up because it needed a lot of work, I'm assuming.
It did need a lot of work, and we decided to wholesale it.
And you wholesaled it. And the end buyer, what'd they buy it from you guys for?
$104,000. In like what? It was like 5 days, wasn't it? 5 or 6 days? I mean, the escrow took a little longer, but it was pretty much done within 7 days for sure.
Yeah, we had a buyer real quick.
Yeah.
Like, immediately when we marketed it, we had a buyer, and escrow took, you know, traditional 20 to 30 days, I think, once we got through escrow. But we had a buyer immediately, got it into escrow,
What'd you guys net on that?
$44,000.
That's correct.
$44,000.
$44,000, which allowed me to be able to concentrate on real estate full time. I mean, my last job, I think I made like $52,000 gross. So after taxes, I was netting about $3,200. Got a hot commission. Maybe I made $4,000 one month. But I was playing in the threesh. So I mean,
threesh.
But I was, you know. I mean, a couple with some savings, $22,000, like bam. It's like.
So you guys split that. 50-50.
Well, yeah, no, of course.
So,
yeah.
So you split that. I'm saying, so it's $22,000 a piece.
Right, right.
Correct.
And that was within how long since you had come?
It was a little over 90 days, maybe 4 months, I guess.
I'm trying to remember the timeline. I know you came in April.
Yeah.
And I think we did that deal in August.
Yeah, well, matter of fact, it was. Because wow. I bought a lockbox and whatever. Yeah. I'm going to tell my code, but I'm like, oh, that is a code. And you know, it's funny because I got my check, and most people, hey, they're starting a business, so what do? Put a dollar up. That's my first dollar I ever made.
Yeah.
I've got this little thing, my check, and a little silver thing, and I wrote on it. And so my first check is $22,000 to start my business. It's beyond belief.
It's a bit better than a first dollar bill.
Yeah.
Right? That's pretty awesome, right?
You were working at the time, right? You were still working at
the time. Oh, yes, I was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And since then?
Since then, no. It allowed me to be able to do this full time.
So
I was able to with a couple with that a little bit of savings I had, I was able to do this full time. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
In August, September, I was done. I'm a real estate investor.
Boom.
Not afraid to answer your phone anymore.
No, not at all. Matter of fact, I was like, what the heck? How's coming the phone didn't ring? Yeah, exactly. I got to figure something out here.
and that's not your... That's not a one-hit wonder because we just had – you just did it again.
You know what? I did. And when I say I did, it's like – it's almost kind of embarrassing because I'm not doing anything, but here's what I got that most people don't get. I got these signs, okay? So everybody gets that. And you can't even believe the people that have come up to me. Oh, you did that? I tried those signs once. And I have consistently, we just had a meeting over the weekend, I consistently have my signs out every day for the 6, 7, and 8 months that I have been involved. It is part of my marketing arm. That's it. And I'll tell you, I did. I have another. I just got another check as you were, but I haven't had a call in a couple weeks. But that don't be like, man, I ain't gonna put the signs out. I guess it's Christmas time. I ain't gonna put the signs out, right. You know, or whatever it may be. You know, it's a holiday, so I put my signs out every weekend.
Nice. Oh my gosh, if people could just get that and hear it. I know I say it all the time. You know, consistent effort, consistent. And people just don't get it.
And really, it goes back to what Tim just said. It's part-time consistent.
Right.
So there's very few people who ever come, just so we're clear here, I don't know of very many people who have ever come and showed up with, you know, an overflowing bank account, and they had nothing better to do. That's not the normal club member that would come to our group. You know, that's more the people that, hey, I want to get involved and I don't know you exist. I don't know what this whole thing is all about. I want to check it out. Most people are not coming with an overflowing bank account. In fact, I can think of one, maybe two people who had like significant savings who have ever come to our club, right? And so here you are working full-time.
That's correct.
Start your business part-time consistently. You heard him say, every day I'm putting out my signs, and I know you were putting them out on the weekend, picking them up because... You know, disclaimer here, bandit signs, they call them bandit signs for a reason. You can get fined by the cities for putting those out. So if you're listening to this, make sure you know your local rules. There's my disclaimer. And because somebody will come back later and be like, you told me to put out signs and I got a fine. Guess what? If you put out signs, be prepared for a fine.
Yeah.
So.
Or follow the rules.
Or follow the rules, exactly. So you're doing that consistently, right? And then you get a check and then you say, okay, I got the check. That gives me the ability to leave the job that I'm making less, or I predict I'm going to make less at than doing this full time. Then you switch to full time. You close another deal. What was that deal? I can't remember the numbers now, but you did a very, very similar transaction.
It truly was. I'm an option for people, and I was an option for this person. And it's about building relationship. That's really, really. For me, that's the key when I meet somebody, about building a relationship and making them feel comfortable to do what they do and feel comfortable talking with me and opening up. You know, I don't want to go into a hoarder home, and I sat out front for 40 minutes with this lady's hand in my hand, and it was kind of like I was a psychiatrist. I mean, we talked and talked and talked until she finally felt comfortable for me walking in that home. Mm. And so anyhow, I didn't want to get off on a tangent, although I did. I put the we got into escrow with the help of Tim again, we closed the deal. I think it was $38,000
It was 38,000 ish, 38,700.
Right.
That's not ish.
That's what I guess.
That sounds exact.
it was 38,700. And
And that was wholesaled to another buy and hold.
To a club member.
To another buy and hold club member who's actually going to be using that home to put a family in through...
A veteran. Yep.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yep.
Through Path of Life and what you guys have been doing through the nonprofit over there.
Yes. It's the Rapid Rehousing or the Permanent Supportive Housing Program.
So cool. So cool. In an area that's totally needed out in the low desert, right?
Yes, exactly. Very important.
Very. As we're just looking at this, I'm just in awe right now thinking, man, here this guy, that's 40. I'm trying to do the math and my head hurts.
Oh, I can do it for you.
Oh, yeah? Do it.
Literally, in 65 days, I've got two checks totaling $41,000 and some change. It's beyond belief.
Wow.
That's exciting.
You know, I got to ask you this just because I'm putting you on the spot here. I didn't ask you ahead of time or anything, but people all the time, they'll say things like 65 days, right? So you knew that exactly. They ask us all the time, so what's the average? And how long does this take? And how long does that take? And I always say, there's no way for us to be able to come up with statistics or average. Do you by any chance know how many times you got told no before you got those two yeses?
You know, and that is funny because I consistently do the bandit sign. I just didn't get two phone calls. I've had, I've lost count of the phone calls that I got that and I learned this again from the club, we have a template, and the people that was calling, they didn't fit in our template, and now I think I'm good enough to tell within 5 minutes if they fit in our template.
Yeah, there you go.
So, but way over 30.
Yeah. No idea how many no's, but we know the yeses.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Right? Yeah. I mean, Oscar, we've been talking about that from the word go, you know, as you look back, and I don't know how many times I've been told no.
It's countless.
I can tell you how many times I got told yes, though.
That's right? A number to remember. Yeah.
Yeah. So be a professional no collector, because eventually the yeses come. And you've been just awesome at doing that. We appreciate your energy around the club so much.
Yes. You know, one thing I wanted to say, I was thinking about it, and I didn't want to interrupt the conversation with Mark, but something that Tim said that I think is important, and he said that he talked about the skill set that he saw in Mark and that he was specifically looking for that skill set. And, you know, interestingly, when I looked at Tim years and years ago, I saw a skill set in Tim that I thought was very much needed around the club in terms of leadership. And I know for a fact Tim didn't see that in himself. So I don't want anybody to hear this conversation and go, I don't have what Mark has.
Right.
You know, you may not even know what skill set you have and how needed it is.
Right.
You know, just to kind of spin off that.
Yeah.
The thing that really needs to be clear about Mark is, and it may be missed, right? Because the energy is contagious, the whole bit. It's awesome to have him around. But he mastered and he coined it, actually. So I'm gonna use, hopefully I'll mess up his words, but he's taking imperfect action.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Don't worry about having it all down. It's taking the action and let it all fall in place. And that's really what he's really embraced and done, is taking imperfect action. And to me, it was like, a light went off for me when he coined that phrase, right? That's the wording we've lacked.
Yeah. Totally.
Imperfect action.
Massive imperfect action.
Yeah. So, and Mark, let me ask you this. Was that natural for you, or did that take some years of getting that down and being comfortable with taking imperfect action?
It was definitely not natural.
Yeah.
It is something that, you know, and nobody's asked me, but I'm not college educated. But I feel I got a master's degree because, I mean, as we sit here now, I have two books sitting by my nightstand, and I try to read 5 and 10 pages every day. I'm constantly trying to learn. So the people skill aspects has been decades.
I thought you told me you had a PhD.
Oh, well, I do. Yeah, I do. And if anybody doesn't know what a PhD, it started many years ago. I got a PhD, and that was poor, hungry, and determined when I moved from Ohio out to California. I'm like, I better get a PhD because people out here got some money. I got to figure this out, and I got no education behind me.
Had you ever done anything in real estate or real estate investing prior to this club?
No, not at all. Not, I mean, I'd owned a home. And I owned a home, and I back in the day where every month it was going up 10 grand, you know, and I'm like, wow, it's unbelievable. I'm so smart. I bought this home. No, that's all I had. I had no real estate.
Those were the overnight millionaires when. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you just put anything on an application and just wait, it was going to go up. Yeah, so I think it's just phenomenal to think about. Now, this is going to be an exciting year for this whole group, right?
Yeah,
it is. A lot of cool things coming about. A lot of things that are going to be put in place that are going to be cool.
Yeah,
very cool.
For me, the takeaways from today are this. And one of the things I say to students all the time is, believe. If you can't believe in yourself, because what I heard from Mark was he had belief. You know, he was willing to do the work before he came to us, but he didn't have the belief and in himself. And so I know that a lot of students, when they come to us, they don't have that belief. So because Mark had already taken action, all he needed was just to see the truth. And he had, you know, lots of experience years back and then came back and saw us. So for him, the belief was probably easier, I think, coupled with his PhD, you know, made it a perfect storm for him.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that I want people to take away from, one of the things I tell students is believe in my belief or in our belief in you, you know, until your belief catches on or kicks in. And I think that I think that Tim is a really good example of that, of believing in my belief or your in my belief in him.
Right.
And that's an opportunity for everybody to see.
Yeah. And I think a good takeaway too is that, you know, looking at, or listening to Mark and what you just said with like the skill set, people not recognizing maybe what their skill set is or the need for whatever their skill set is, mm-hmm. right? Because we're all different.
Yes.
You know, looking at you, you have totally different abilities than I have, mm-hmm. right? And they complement each other mm-hmm. other perfectly. Thank you, Lord, by the way. yeah, I say it all the time. I'm married way above my pay grade, but till death do us part. So, given that, I count my blessings there. But it happens a lot, you know, when you start seeing people that are drawn to one another, who's working together and who's not, and who I say working together, who's having success and who's not, and anybody that's listening to this, you really got to get clear on that. Like, what do I need? Right. And then how do I hone in on finding that need? Because Tim was clear, you know, he's humble enough to say, this is something I'm not good at or Mark is going to be better at. You know, Oscar, the same thing, right? Guys that have had a tremendous amount of success, close a lot of deals, and they're not sitting there kind of hoarding, you know, to themselves, yeah, we've closed a lot of deals. Instead, they're sitting there with open arms going,
yes.
Okay. Who can we bring into our circle that's going to help us be bigger, better, faster in our business? How do we get there quicker? And then at the same time, how do we be a blessing to, you know, someone else, a brand new student who's coming in here, you know, 50-ish, and saying, you know, I need to do something different. You know, I'm working this job with no retirement, you know, very little savings, and I commend you because that is scary.
For sure.
I mean, that is scary to think, you know, you work your you know, three quarters of your life and looking back and going, you know, job to job and laid off to laid off and, you know, trying to make ends meet, coming from Ohio to California, huge. And at the same time being, you know, you're a perfect example of somebody who's being humble, you're coachable, you know, you're older than the rest of us sitting here, and there's no ego that you're bringing. I know it's a couple days, but there's no ego involved in that. You know, like you set all that aside to say, okay, so what I'm doing isn't working. Sitting in my bedroom, watching webinars and thinking I'm going to do this. And then when the phone rings, I'm scared to death and I'm really not going to do this. You admitted all that, right? Nobody had to point that out to you. You admitted all that and said, this is stupid, right? This just doesn't work. You then search through emails and did everything you could to find the contact info of somebody in the club from 5 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever it was, and set all that aside, set aside your pride, right? And then said, I need help. If I'm going to do this, I need help. And dude, I just commend you as a man, just to be able to set that aside and do that. Because in this day and age of people, you know, either whether they're entitled because they're breathing, they think they automatically get something for free, or whether it's, you know, you owe me something, that kind of thing, or you're not putting on a facade and being fake and phony about, like, well, I'm all this. You just said, no, I need help. And, you know, I just had to say it. I commend you for it.
Yeah, and I'd just like to add that that translated to $40,000 in 65 days. I'm just saying. So I feel like humility works.
40-ish.
40-ish.
Yeah. You know, I want to say that I feel sitting here so fortunate when Tim and Oscar approach me, because they don't, maybe they know, but my skill set, yeah, I can talk to people and all that stuff. But I have the patience of a gnat. We've had a couple meetings, and Tim and Oscar will be talking about marketing arms and scrubbing stuff. And I am like, I just sat there like, oh.
Scrubbing stuff.
Well, scrubbing the lists or whatever they're doing. And I mean, processes and procedures, Oscar and Tim is creative. I have none of that.
Yeah.
I come to the table with, here's what I got. I'm happy, snappy, whatever. You know, and I can talk to some people.
Yeah.
So I just got to say that I'm thrilled to be asked to even be working with both of them.
That's just awesome.
Oh my gosh, I love our club.
I know, it's so great. Where else would people, you know, we say this a lot in Pillow Talk, you know, letting you in on it, but my wife and I will sit down and be like, where else would you meet a group of people like this? In other words, you know.
So opposite.
Opposite. And then where do you even go to build those relationships and find those people, right? So, you know, for us, going seminar to seminar to seminar to seminar, right?
Yep.
Always in the same place,
yep.
Right? And we're sitting there with you know, hundreds of cattle and sheep all going to these places, hundreds of people in the room. We said network with everybody, right? Try to connect with everybody. Find out later that everybody's in the exact same spot we're in. You know, we're all broke and trying to figure it out. And then, you know, where nothing like this exists.
Nope.
And I'm not sitting here tooting our own horn, but the idea that the club works because of people like you, because the right people being drawn to our club. And then those people setting aside their egos and saying, hey, I'd rather work together. I'd rather close a deal with partners than try to close something on my own in my bedroom that's not really going to work. Mm-hmm. And where else can you have that, you know? And, gosh, it's just a proud moment as we sit here years. I mean, this is, I don't know, I need another ish, but – how many years ish is this now we're doing this? Since what are we talking?
Nine-ish.
Nine-ish years of building all this and putting all this together. And here we sit with, this is just one of countless examples of it works. You know?
Yeah. For me, this is what I believe heaven will be like. I really do. Like, I think heaven will be just like that, where it's a bunch of people, you know, misfits, but have some crazy connection with each other and have authentic, deep, real relationships.
Yeah.
No masks.
Yeah, very cool. Well, I appreciate you coming out, Mark, and sharing with us, and Tim and Oscar coming out again. Thanks for being great leaders and an example to others as to what's possible inside here. Mark, I look forward to seeing your smiling face at each and every class.
You got him.
Every time. And I'm going to enjoy, as we go into this next year, you being able to be that influence on the next person that comes in that could be 50-ish and finding themselves in that same scared to death spot and just showing them, you know, there's hope.
That's right.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Or the 20-ish and telling them, hopefully influencing or inspiring them to maybe skip a few steps.
Yep. Good way to put it. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, so.
Quicker path to the PhD.
There you go. That's right. That is great.
Oh, that's awesome. So with that, we'll sign off for the day. And it's about that time, honey. So
Boswell's flipping out, flipping off, flipping up.
Always flipping something.
Flipping over.
Flipping over.
How about flipping in?
Whatever it is. Catch you guys at the next one. Just take care.
Doodles.